USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Even with no new talk scheduled, the White House is optimistic about the debt crisis.
President Biden is expressing confidence a deal can be reached on the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. I'm John Schaefer.
And Biden is exiting the summit early to oversee those debt ceiling negotiations. The Kremlin is not happy with the prospect of Western countries sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Russia's deputy foreign minister told the state-run TASS news agency the plan involves, quote, enormous risks for those involved. The reaction comes after President Biden informed other world leaders at the G7 summit the U.S. supports an allied effort to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 jets. And Biden is set to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. Zelensky held talks with several other G7 leaders after arriving in Hiroshima on Saturday. He is expected to address the gathering after a one-on-one meeting with Biden on Sunday. A jockey is in the hospital and a horse had to be euthanized after suffering an ankle injury during an undercard race for the Preakness Stakes. Jockey Louis Says was tossed off the horse during a turn and rolled several times on the dirt track after landing hard. The horse, having a meltdown, ran for a few steps before pulling up. The newest U.S. Supreme Court justice says her experience as a public defender helped teach her how to overcome the odds. Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson spoke during Saturday's commencement ceremonies for the Washington College of Law at American University. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Who knew that Taco Tuesday is a corporate thing? A new lawsuit hopes to end it.
Taco John's, which has about 400 outlets in 23 states, mostly the Rockies and Midwest, has owned the trademark Taco Tuesday for more than 30 years. Now Taco Bell is suing to cancel it. Taco Bell says all of us should be free to enjoy Taco Tuesday without fear of a cease and desist order, as has been the case against other restaurants and media outlets over the years. Taco John's CEO thanks Taco Bell for reminding everybody that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated at Taco John's. I'm Richard Johnson.
SpaceX is marking another rocket launch from the California coast.
Successful liftoff of Falcon 9 from Space Launch Complex 4 East at the Vandenberg Space Force Base. We're carrying the Iridium OneWeb satellites into orbit.
The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off just before 6 a.m. on Saturday, carrying satellites for the Iridium and OneWeb companies. It's the second launch for SpaceX in 2 days. On Friday, the company launched nearly 24 Starlink satellites from Florida. From SpaceX to FastX, the latest installment of the Fast and Furious series is on pace for a $67 million debut weekend. Forecasters are warning the U.S. is going to be hotter than normal this year. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration indicates that 2023 will likely be one of the top 10 hottest years on record. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.